This is the final week of Degenerates, where we get to reminisce, talk shit, talk about who won the game, finals, last projections, seedings, what will happen next year.
I want to try and get, like, maybe whether it's a live or a pre-recorded, I want to try and get, like, a round table to recap the season with as many people from the league as
like
possible.
Like how we started it with the draft and everybody else? Yeah.
Maybe we just, I don't know, again, I don't know if it's going to be live or what we can make work with people, but I think that'd be fucking cool to do.
Anyway. I mean, some people might want to show their face, a.k.a. the champ. Some people might not want, a.k.a. last place.
She's probably
I should say the girl who loves ... last place.
That's gonna be her. That's gonna be her name next year if she's still in the league. One and done.
So anyway, let's just shoot straight on into this shit. We were in the last game of the season. It was the championship round. It came down to baby got that Christy, my lady, holding it down for the house in the championship round versus Nick Lathouris, Greendale human being, who has, since season one, battled, always with a good record, always, making the playoffs, deserving of trying to get his first chip.
Mm-hmm. And
they did not disappoint either. 138.2 to 133.64. In favor, and the new Degenerates champ of 2021, the first female champ, Christy.
I just want to say, if Nick had won, Hector's announcement would have been much softer. Maybe. It would have been, Nick finally won, and good for him. It wouldn't have been a whole thing.
Nah, I love Nick. He deserves it too.
Nah,
good
for sure,
Nick.
For
he got a second place. Christy, congratulations. The trophy actually stays in this house. Like I've been trying to predict that at least it stays in this house.
Christy's battled all season. She made a lot of good moves, man. And then last week, taking out her sister. This week, taking out, like you said, a perennial contender, you know, for the top of the league, probably the guy, you know, if we were to go back and do all of the math for every week since you've started this, Nick has probably been the highest scorer, like, of all time. Like, honestly, because he's up there, like, every fucking year. He's consistently in the top four. This was good, man. Congrats, Christy.
Nah, yeah. Like I said, Nick, well, like you said, Nick's always up there, especially super high scoring with his teams.
Mm-hmm.
Christy, congratulations. 9-6. She hit a snag halfway through the season where she started really hot keeping up with Melissa.
Yeah.
And then she lost like 4 out of 5 weeks in a row. And it was still on... managed to squeak in and make it through.
Yeah. What was she, the 6th seed?
She ended up squeezing in as a 4th seed? 3rd seed? No, maybe a 6 seed. I think she did squeeze in as a 6 seed.
Right, right.
Holy shit. Hold on. Let me check real quick. I think she did. Oh, 5th seed. She got a 5th seed.
Okay. So I was close.
She got a 5th seed.
And you know, in this league, you know, with the final, you know, the championship being the final week of the regular season, which I know for most leagues is unconventional, but it makes it that much more interesting. Like, especially because Christie's starting quarterback is Dak Prescott in a relatively meaningless game against the Eagles and goes out there and fucking balls out for almost 42 points.
And it was crazy. So, like, we had both discussed it, and her phone had just died. And I'm like, shit, maybe you should take out Prescott and start Taysom Hill. Prescott's only projected, like, 11 points. He might get pulled halfway through the game, depending how bad the game gets. Mm-hmm. And she goes and puts Taysom Hill in. And then we're watching right before the game starts. And they're like, yeah, he's good to go. I think they're going to play him the whole game. They're trying to get the 2nd seed of the playoffs. I look at Christy. Christy looks at me, and she's like, start Dak? I was like, start Dak. But her phone was dead.
Right.
So we were scrambling trying to get her phone fucking plugged in. Because I'm not going to be that commissioner to jump on the computer for her.
Right. Yeah.
You made your decision, especially
because it's your girl. Like, that's collusion of the highest.
Yeah. No, I told her. I said, you better get your phone started. And literally, a minute and a half before kickoff, her phone clicks on. She throws in Dak, and she was like, and then, whoop, the kick goes off. I'm like, oh my God. And he goes off.
And looking at it, man, I'll let you take your girl, you can go through all of her points, but just as a real quick, man, like, she saved maybe switching out her flex spot. She made all the right moves. You got
Prescott at 41.8. Kamara came in with 18.2. He probably would have got more if he would have scored a tutty.
Mm-hmm.
Singletary showed the fuck up. He wasn't around for almost the entire game and then blows up for 25.2. AJ Brown showed up with his 17. Keenan Allen was a scary part because it came down to Keenan Allen and Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlson for Greendale, you can see, went off for 21, and Keenan Allen with only 11.2.
Mm-hmm.
It was scary. Ertz gave her a solid 15.5. Brandon Cooks didn't show up. Her Green Bay defense was horrible. She made a good switch in Elliott over McPherson from the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the only thing, like you said, her flex. She could have put Claypool. She could have put Westbrook, however you say his name. Or even Abdullah.
Right. And here's the thing, though. And although Christy had a great season and she made all the right moves, this game was lost by Nick. And I'll get into his bench in a second, man. He's got Huntley, who put up 6.84 points. Just shit the bed in that game at the quarterback position. Najee Harris at 9.5. Kenneth Gainwell, 18.7. Devontae Adams, 11.5. Hollywood Brown, 5.7. Higby goes off for 23.5. Mike Evans, 26.9. Cleveland's defense out there throwing up a 10 spot. And then, like you said, Carlson throwing up 21 in the kicker spot. But here's what fucked up Nick. Even if Christy had switched out and made the right flex spot, Ryan Tannehill over Tyler Huntley is the win right there. Deontay Johnson over Hollywood Brown is the win right there.
I never thought in a minute, because he originally had Tannehill starting and he switched him for Huntley.
Mm.
And I looked at that and I said, why in the hell would he put Huntley over Tannehill? Mm. The Titans are trying to get the number one seed. Tannehill's going to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that must have been his only fear, is maybe they were going to pull, you know, Tannehill. They were just going to run the ball and pull Tannehill at halftime.
That was me and Christy's fear. She was like, Prescott might not play. And yeah. I was like, and I originally said pull Prescott, put Hill. And then I second guessed it and I was like, fuck that. You've rode Dak all season, you ride him to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You ride that motherfucker to the end.
But I have to say, and Nick was super gracious, man. He is super gracious. He's a great guy, man. He gave all the props to Christy in the world. And I don't know if he's internally beating himself up, but I know that I had a similar situation in a different league, and I'm still beating the shit out of myself over it. Like, that is tough to have the win right there, but just make the wrong decision.
And that's with Christy's defense throwing up a -5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but both of these things, man, like, who would have thought Green Bay would have thrown up a -5 against the Lions and Cleveland would have thrown up 10 against Cincy?
And I literally thought, and she dropped Cleveland for Green Bay.
But who would have thought that Carlson would have thrown you 21 points from the kicker? I mean, hell, he made, what, two field goals from 40 to 49 yards. Two field goals from 0 to 39 yards, two extra points, and a field goal from 50 to 59 yards. Like, damn! So this was just a great game. Like, honestly, like you said, it comes down to two final players and comes out within 5 points. If you've been listening this entire time, the Degenerates, or you've been in the league, obviously, like we are, you couldn't ask for a better championship game. Like, you really fucking couldn't.
Then going over to the second, third and fourth place teams, where you got Marcus Where's My Cup and Melissa MJ Goat. Melissa ended on a horrible note. Horrible note. She dominated the whole season, was talking all this smack, how the trophy should just stay in New York, how she's going to win it all, how you guys should just give up. And her team just imploded on her, and she took fourth place. Congratulations to Melissa. First year in the league, one of the greatest seasons we've seen in the Degenerates, because she powerhoused it. She only lost like two games all season.
Who'd she lose to?
But like I said, the playoffs are a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. And when it counted, her team was not there. Marcus took third, 158.26 to Melissa's 95.02. Mm. There was just an ass whooping that Marcus wanted. Marcus
got MJ's number, man. That's the second time he beat her this season. Because the second loss MJ suffered was to Marcus. That's the second time.
Marcus 2-0 against Melissa. Let's tally that up. Keep that in the box in the memory bank. Marcus needed this win. He took a third place in his own league. Shout out to Marcus's league. He also took a hard L. I beat him, and he ended up taking third place in his league.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Ugh, sucks. Or the guy just ordered the best man. Right. Or the best man. He's not even second. He's third.
Oof.
But Josh Allen, 27.86. Harris, 17.3. Williams didn't show up for him. Cooper Kupp did what he could. Probably could have got more if the Rams and Matt Stafford didn't want to be a piece of shit. Kittle did not show up for him. Landry, Connor, which really did it. Miami defense.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he made all the right moves. His bench is decimated with single scorers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and on the opposite side, I'm sorry, what? If I cut you off, my apologies.
No, I said he made it happen.
Yeah. And MJ, I mean, really the two highlights for her are Russell Wilson at 30.02 and Austin Eckler at damn near 29. Jonathan Taylor, who, like, whoever coaches the Colts, we've covered this in the main episode, needs to be fired because Taylor only had 77 yards, so 12.5. She has Deontay Johnson. Then who was the Johnson that Nick had? She has Deontay Johnson at 12.1. Christian Kirk at 6.3, Mike Gesicki 4.2. Rojo throws up a zero spot in the flex.
Oh, Philly the Johnson D-point. Nick has is Duke Johnson from Miami.
Duke Johnson. Okay, well, then that makes a little bit more sense. Her defense, Philly throw up a negative 9, which is dog shit. And then Tyler Bass throwing up a 10 spot in the kicker. But like you said, I mean, her bench, that's the best she could have done. Her bench, 0 from Edmonds, 0 from Fournette, 9 from Jacoby Myers, 13.1 from Carson Wentz, 3 from Gerald Everett, 5.5 from Patterson, 3 from Chicago's defense. I mean,
but Melissa, the whole season, has rolled pretty much her starting drafting lineup from day one, and she never had a really powerful bench. Then when Fournette goes down for an extended period of time, Edmonds is down. And then all you're stuck with is a late pickup of Jones the second. Eckler played well, but Jonathan Taylor didn't. Like, it just hurt her. She had a powerful lineup leading up until the last 3 weeks.
Yup. Yeah, and like you said, playoffs are a different beast, man. Like, it is. It be what it be, you know? So, congrats to everybody, man, you know?
So, going over the I'm not going to go over the loser bracket because we all suck in the losers bracket. I will, however, go over the rankings for everyone. So, as of right now, Baby God Dak took number 1, 9, and 6. And mind you, this is the greatest part of it, right? She only scored 1,715 points, almost 16, 0.98. But she gave up 1,768.5 points. She gave up more points than she scored and won the league.
Mm.
Greendale,
she scored like, holy shit, she barely scored more. She only scored more than Sarah and I. That's Sarah, I, and Brian. That's it. She only scored more than like three people in this league. She had the fourth lowest scoring and still wins it all.
Shit, Brian had one of the lowest scorings too, and he ended up sixth. Anyway, you got...
It just matters when.
Yeah, Christy at 1-9-6. Nick, Greendale human being, 10-5. He's the second. He scored 1,900 points. He had a good differential.
Yeah.
Marcus, who was the leading scorer, took third at 9-6, 2,066 points. Melissa, 13-2. Right behind Marcus with 2,058 points. She also gave up the least amount of points.
So she had the best differential in the league.
Plus 29.
Mm.
Fifth, Frank Football, Benny, 8-7. Six was Brian, 9-6. Seventh was Nate, Nick's brother, 7-8. Eight was Zach, 7-8. Nine was Quentin A., Alex Bradbury, 6-9. And I would have been ninth, but I lost to fucking Quentin A. this week. 10 was me, 6-9. 11 was Blacklisted, who said he's never been on the bottom of a list before.
Luckily, my wife was in the league this year.
And yeah, luckily. And Sarah was 12th with a consistency of a 1-14 and always on the bottom.
Never the longest of any kind of streak this league has seen. She wins her first and then loses 13 straight. 14 straight.
The differential of negative 33.4.
Woof.
Now woof. That is some shit. And still, Melissa, still final standings projection is number one.
Goes to show projections don't mean shit.
That is the standings. That is 2021 season of the Degenerates football team. You have your champion, the first female, the original OG female from season one, Christy.
Real talk. How much did you pay Nick to sit Ryan Tannehill?
That's an undisclosed amount. It's not what I paid him. It's the favors that I had did behind closed doors.
The favors you performed on him, I understand now.
Yes. There was a lot of wrist action.
Honestly, man, this has been a great season. I hope we can get at least some people together and maybe like a live where we're all just sitting, drinking, and recapping the season, talking some shit. Because this has been one of the more fun seasons, I have to say.
Yes, this has been a great season. I will update the trophy. I will put Christy's plaque on there. That is officially her trophy. It's no longer my trophy. That is her trophy.
She's going to let you know, too.
The ring is mine, though. The ring stays mine.
Yeah, you got to buy your own ring. You don't transfer Super Bowl rings. You got to buy your own
ring. The ring is mine. The trophy is hers. Next season should be great. At some point, we'll get together as a group, figure out who's going to stay in, who's going to stay out. Buy-in will probably stay the same. We'll make a couple changes, maybe shoot back one game so it doesn't end on week 18.
Right.
17, like the usual. I know I got a few heads that are willing to, or not willing to, but are eager to fucking jump into this Degenerates League.
Yeah, Sam, I've had a couple of people hit me up and be like, yo, if you got spots, you got to let me know. I'm like, yo, chill. It's going to be like a 32 team league before we know it.
If anything, we might have to start a second league.
I'm cool with that.
This is it. This is the Degenerates. This is what we're about. I got to pay out some people except Christy. Her money is my money, so that stays with me.
Collusion! Collusion!
You know what's great? So check it, right? So I went into Marcus's league. His was a $50 buy-in. I took second. So I won $150. Marcus took third in my league. I pretty much just told him, keep $100. The other $50, buy me an eighth. Call it even. Because I got to pay you your $100 for taking third in my league. So might as well just take it out the $150 you got to give me. Send me an eighth.
There you go. There you go. I respect it.
So stay tuned, guys. This is the final episode of The Degenerates. We might have maybe a recap sometime later on in the future. We love you guys. Stay tuned for next season. And right before we go, we are doing a Super Bowl pool, another box. We didn't say it on Breaking Down the Tapes original episode. We got to say it again. We're doing Super Bowl box again. $25 per box like we did last season. It was such a success. People were fucking still wanting. We almost started a whole second pool of the amount of people that were hitting us up. Payouts were great. I think it's like $225, $300, $225, $900, some shit like that. I could show the payouts again. Pay attention.
There'll be a graphic when you guys hear this, there'll be a graphic.
Yeah, well, check Instagram and Facebook. We'll throw the graphics up for you guys. Updated boxes.
Join the Facebook group of the Super Bowl boxes. You'll see it under the Breaking Down the Tape Facebook page, but join the group. That's where a lot of those updates come from. So, yeah.
So join those two groups. Like I said, we'll do updates of each almost like weekly. We'll do updates on the boxes. As people are buying the boxes, you can see what boxes are purchased, which ones are still available. And we're going to try to fill up every box and shut it down right before the Super Bowl, before kickoff. And shit, let's make some easy money.
Yeah. Guys, it's been a pleasure. I always love the Degenerates. I love talking to you guys about it. Can't wait to have some more people on in the future. Can't wait to do a recap with y'all. And congrats, Christy, I guess.
We said what we said. We don't have a reigning champ. There's a new champ for 4 seasons.